This was Elsie after her release from jail, a victim of El Salvador's strict anti-abortion laws.
Mi hijo y mis padres.
My son and my parents gave me the strength to carry on. I've been working every day over these years in prison, sometimes also on the weekends because I knew that I could reduce my sentence. I was working until the final day I was there.
El Salvador implemented a full ban on abortion in 1998, including in cases of rape or incest. Women who go to public hospitals after a miscarriage are sometimes accused of murder and are charged with aggravated homicide. This is what happened to Elsie. With 17 other women in prison under similar circumstances, women's rights activists say their work is far from over. But Elsie says she's hopeful the others will be released soon.
Gracias porque cada día.
Thank you to those women who were fighting every day for my release and who continue to fight for the other women who are still in prison. I know, just like me, they will get their freedom and be with their families.
Other women wrongly convicted have called for abortion to be legalized in El Salvador. 21-year-old Evelyn Hernandez was acquitted of homicide in a retrial 3 years ago. She'd previously been sentenced to 30 years in prison and spent 3 years in jail after giving birth to a stillborn baby. After spending 10 years in prison, Elsie says she's ready to move on with her life and wants to ensure other women don't go through the same ordeal. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.